she had been among some of the fights that the Utes and the Cheyenne and other Pueblos have made against them. She has all kinds of story that part of it I have just remembered a little bit. My mother says during the time when they were living at a place where they call Heskibuk, in my time it was a little too hard with what we was doing. My mother have told me that it was worse the time when she was a child. During that time, they had attacked in between Lake Valley and Pueblo Bonito. They were living in the canyon in Pueblo Bonito. And somehow or other, they were found by the Utes and the Ute Indian. During that time, there was a Ute leader, which they call a yellow hair. He was one of the leader that takes a band of Ute around to kill Navajo people and take the things away from Navajo people. That was what my mother used to tell me. He said it was one summer morning. They were living in peace, nothing to worry about. They were in the canyon, in the deep canyon, and have a very good crops of corn. In these days, they never knew that this was going to be happen. Most of these used to wander around the Tohatchi Mountain. But somehow or other, they went around Husky Butte, and then they went around Pueblo Alto, and then they turned around near Pueblo Bonito down into the canyon, and there's where they found us. And she says that she was a little girl then. She didn't even know nothing about the war. Paper was running everywhere in the canyon, up the rocks. And my mother and I, we went in the ditch, she says. They went way down up the draw. It was kind of dark by the time they reached the top of the mission there. They stayed there all night long, and some of them were captured by the Ute and we was watching them to move off. We could hear them crying a long ways, but still, we can't help in any way. So So I stayed it quiet that night. We weren't there to make a noise. The next morning, early in the morning, before it gets little, before it gets a little bit brighter, they went further on top of the mason there. And they went up the hill. They climb up the hill and up the wall into the top of the south mesa there. From the top, we watch it downwards. We could see them from the top down the bottom. Here, we stayed until they move off. They have captured all the rest of the people that was there. It was a good thing somehow we sneak off in the royal and down up the creek. This is the way we were saved from the Ute. The Ute people were very bad people, especially the yellow hair, the leader. He was a bad hombre, a bad man. But we got away. We watched it from the top, she said. And there was a time that we sure were hungry, but we saw them moving off down the creek, and our neighbors left there. They were captured by the Ute. They didn't even find the garden where it was. We had nobody from that is close relation that is was captured. We was the only one that was with the bunch. Me and my mother. She was living with another man. My grandmother was living with another man. But that man was captured also. So we stayed it around on top until another 2 days when everything was quiet. So in that day, we watched all over every day. After when we eat, we usually go up on top of the mesa. They took everything. They took blankets, sheep, and our goats. They left there. There was nothing to do for us except watch for the image. In these days, image was the only thing to watch for. That was the only job we got. We used to scout around on top of the high mountain. And then from there on, I noticed one little boy that he can give me a very good ideas what to do. I was sure smart then. Everything what moms tell me, I usually catch it and follow orders. That was the only way to be safe. My mother knew what to do. In the next 3 days, we went back to our camp. That night, the first night, my mother told me to sleep tight. I'm going back to the camp, she said. She told me that if there was anything happens, don't go over there, she said. Stay away. You will not be a capture of this people. And so that's what I'd done. I kept very quiet until mother arrived back from the camp. I didn't even know of anything what was happening in these days. All I know was there was a band of Indians came and killed some of the people, and they took most of the children away. And for a long time, we was afraid to go back to our camp near the garden. We've been keeping going back and forth to where we stay at night. And we just follow orders of the other doctors. Finally, there was nobody around, and we had to go back near the garden. The corn was then big corns. Corn was growing fast. The days were going fast too. We never did knew anything about the capture of the people, where they went to and what they were done to. They might be killed off, or they might be still alive. For a long time, say about a month's time, my mother decided to go to Tohatchee Mountain. So we make a setup to go up there by foot. The only time we'll be traveling is in the nighttime, because in the daytime it looks as though everybody is watching from all sides. So then we started. Corn was just a little bit right, but not too much. So we made some corn cakes in small pieces to carry out. So that day we made our mind up. We had to cook some corn in the cave where nobody would see the fire. But somebody might smell the fire also. We had to keep away from the fire while things are cooking. We'll watch it from ways. And this is the way we cook. Cook the corn. It took about 2 days to get ready for our trip. From there on, we was ready. We left the corn and everything. But they were not still very ripe yet. So we went and followed the canyon on down to the mouth of the arroyo. From there on, we sneak up onto another canyon.